And that is a classic slice of soul from the mid-70s, Jackie Moore and Personally. And there's a couple of magazines, newspapers we want to give props to. Firstly, we were mentioning earlier, Voices from the Shadows.
Can't be soul without it. It is an excellent piece of work written by music lovers. You can see and feel the love that's written into everything that's put together about this magazine. Great articles. Excellent information.
Everything you want to know about soul music, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
Most definitely. I highly recommend it.
But an excellent magazine. It only comes out about once a year, and it's backed by pool player Steve Davis, world champion pool player, so he's putting his money to a good cause there.
Very good cause.
Yeah, okay, now let's talk about the newspaper that you write for, Afro News. Take it away, Mike.
Well, the latest edition of the Afro News has been out for a little taste now. For those that are not aware, the paper has been in existence for 12 years. You can find it at 125 outlets all over Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. And fundraiser coming up in the near future as well regarding Afro News and benefits of that ilk. Also a piece on Black Music Month. And some further information on Ebonics and just some basic overall worthwhile information on things that are happening in and around Vancouver.
That's fantastic. And that is a free newspaper.
What I might do. But I won't let you hurt me, and I don't want to hurt you. I know one of us has got to lose, so every dirty trick I know, I'm gonna use. Somebody's gone, somebody's gone, and I get hurt. Oh baby, which one of us will be? Oh, somebody's got to get hurt. Oh baby,
the quite incredible William Bell, and there's a couple tracks from him there. All I Need Is Your Love, and he put out some very fine albums on Stax, Mike, in the early 70s.
He surely did, and it's interesting about those Stax, those early 70s Stax releases, because that was the beginning of the end for Stax. You know, when they started out in the beginning, it was like definitely Motown had the clean, polished sound, and they were going for the total pop crowd and the total homogenization of the music and stuff, and the Stax was very unpretentious. This is our music, this gut bucket soul stuff, this is what we thrive on. And they stayed with that formula and stuck with it for a good 5-6 years. And then after Shaft and all the other things, you know, when they try to go big, real big with orchestrations and all that, and the, you know, the addition of string arrangements, I mean major string arrangements, not just a little thing that would be a subtle afterthought, but something that was all into it. They were trying to be almost like another version of Motown, and it didn't work. For whatever reason, people missed it.
But some great music came out of it. Like, I mean, those kind of up-tempo orchestrated dance, which is like the best of Southern combined with a really good dance Motown, but in a very Southern kind of way. So, I mean, really, it was... It's standing the test of time.
It was good music. No, there was no doubt. It was definitely good music, but people were missing it because they were expecting what they had heard early on. This was the stuff that they were counting on, and all of a sudden they hear this and it's like, wait a minute, you know.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time, really. I think that soul music was so rich in the late 60s and early 70s that there was so much stuff going out and acquiring all of this music. And I think it was people in other countries really discovering some of the stuff and things coming full circle, as well as the very rich Southern scene that was going on. And the Southern jocks, slack radio in the South, has been healthy, and it's undisturbed like other places.
Good point. And, you know, when it really comes down to it, your ears don't lie. Folks know good things when they hear it, and they know stuff that's, not all that when they hear it as well. And I think it was a testament to the fact that people understood how really good this music was abroad. And managed to keep it alive by listening to it and wanting to find out more about the artists and, you know, have DJs play format parties with this type of music and things like that, you know, because they weren't doing it in the States. They wanted to kill it.
Yeah, well, I think with Japan and England, it was like viewing it like a classical music, revering it like a fine jazz tune, classical piece, whatever have you, and looking at it in that light, it's given the true credit it's deserved. And let's go back to Donny Hathaway and the beautiful Love, Love, Love.
Give in. said you can't win. But one day the sun came a shining through. The rain had stopped and the skies were blue. Oh, what a revelation to see someone was saying, I love you to me. A one in a million chance of a lifetime. Your life is worth living. A stroke of love call you.
CITR 101.9 FM. We're up here in the University of British Columbia, Canada.
One in a million you. I was a lonely man with empty arms to feed. Then I found a piece of happiness to call my own. Your life is worth living again. For the love you to me is to me a one in a million chance of a lifetime. Your life is worth living again. That sent to me a stroke of love called you. Yeah, one in a million you. Yeah. And the message is there's power if you're unified.
And that is Sam Dees. And isn't it amazing, Mike, that he's making music like Marvin Gaye, the socially conscious kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And today, you know, that was only 5-6 years ago. But nobody's really hearing it, you know. It's on a really obscure label.
It's
and,
true.
You know, I'm glad I'm here to share it with you, with other people, that I've managed to learn about it through Voices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just feel like it's, I'm happy we're here spreading this to other people, because Sam Dees is somebody really special, and we've got to get him released and distributed in North America, you know, instead of just the British and the Japanese revering it.
He is somebody who deserves to definitely be listened to. And the fact that in thumbing through Voices here, that he wrote One in a Million You, and I was really shocked by that. I had
Larry Graham tune.
Larry Graham's tune. I was like, oh my goodness. Yeah, he definitely has a solid discography of tunes that he's written and stuff. And a lot of times songwriters do kind of sit in the background if they don't perform as their main vocation and stuff. But this is somebody who's really compiled a nice body of work here.
Yeah, yeah. Hearing him interviewed on radio in England and hearing how he, the people he revere, Gladys Knight, and he wrote some tracks for one of her albums, and just sort of his insights into who are the great soul singers, it's like hearing a great conductor talking about other greats. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, Sam Dees is that kind of a figure. His highly revered only solo album of his career up until recently, his mid-70s album, The Show Must Go On.
Down, girl, 'cause it really don't mean a thing. They say that love will never work for us, no. But while they fuss and fight all night, we always get along. No matter the wrong, no matter how long, we always seem to come back strong. Yeah, yeah. Well, the road will get rough, I know it will be tough, yeah. But girl, just hold on, hold on. We got what it takes to make our own breaks. We're gonna get back up. We're gonna take the easy along with the tough. Whether stormy days, whether sunny days, we're gonna come back strong. We're gonna keep on loving every day of our lives. Make love the loving day all through the night. Oh, baby. Come back home. Girl, I'm about to go insane. Anytime.
Undergrad or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get riding.
And that's the amazing J.J. Barnes, Baby Please Come Back Home. And does that bring back some memories for you, Mike?
It sounded like the music police were going to come in and arrest J.J. for impersonating Marvin Gaye, because he certainly phrases and sounds a lot like him. And when he came over from Motown, it seemed like he borrowed a few arrangements there as well.
Yeah, I'm heard. I don't even think they even released anything. He was on some other rare Northern Soul kind of records from the 60s, and he was very much in that kind of sound and too competitively like Marvin, unfortunately. So he didn't get the breaks, but highly revered Northern soul lovers over in England, soul lovers throughout the world. J.J. Barnes is a name to drop. I mean, yeah. He is wicked.
He is definitely wicked, and I think it's kind of fun that we've had a chance this show to talk about singers that are great singers in their own right, but who may have been had their careers compromised somewhat by sound-alikes. You know,
yeah.
Talking about Teddy and Marvin and now J.J. Barnes. And
Sidney Joe Qualls and Al Green.
Definitely.
Know? Yeah.
Well, no, just the fact that, you know, you have these, well, I mean, as far as people who made inroads in their careers, only to have them impeded somewhat because they sounded too much like somebody, you know,
yeah.
And you know, in J.J. Barnes' situation, that definitely was the case. I mean, nobody wanted to hear somebody else who sounded like Marvin, not then, not with Motown being as powerful a force as it was at that time.
Yeah, and that's a sad thing, really, because it would be nice if all soul singers could get their due, and then sometimes in sounding like other people, like Paul Kelly, too, you know, it sounds amazingly, sometimes like Al Green and this kind of thing.
Close to you. Can't you feel it? Can't you see it? Put your heart to mine. Let 'em shine. I wanna be wanna be
close, wanna be close to you.
Let me get close,
close, wanna be close to you.
Closer than your sister or your brother.
Close, wanna be close to you.
I wanna be closer than your older family.
Close, wanna be close to you.
Put your heart to mine.
Close, wanna be close to you.
You and me, hand to hand, heart to heart, and soul to soul.
Close,
oh, baby.
Wanna be close.
Just think about me. Let your love come down. Let it fall on me. Hey, let your love come down. Let it fall on me. I wanna feel the power of love coming down on me.
Let your love come down.
Oh, baby.
Let it fall on me.
Let your love
come down.
You know, figures of that kind of stature that really should. I mean, I saw a top 100 soul list one time in Voices. It was from a fellow, a very distinguished soul-loving person. His top two albums in there were both Paul Kelly albums. And I had to just stand up, take seriously to listen to in my collection these records that he's talking about track for track. And indeed, they are fantastic. It's been a journey of discovery for myself in finding out stuff that I've managed to collect quite cheaply in years gone by around these parts. You know, a lot of people didn't really want these records in the post-disco era.
It's amazing how those things were devalued. And again, it's because they weren't, there was no information on them. You know, once they were out, they were kind of put down. But it's really intriguing how, although some of these people that we talked about in this show sounded alike, it wasn't that they didn't sound bad. I mean, they sounded great. And if anything, it was the sincerest form of flattery that they sounded and phrased that way. Not that they were trying to deliberately copy the other singer, but it was just a matter of them just being too close to the bone to suit certain people.
Yeah. A singer from modern day that Mike and I were discussing earlier, David C. Now, here is somebody, a major talent to be reckoned with. I believe Voice is saying he's got a new CD out. Haven't heard it yet, but they're saying it's fantastic. He's got several other records in 7 inches. This particular one we're going to listen to is from 1982. I tell you, Mike, I think this guy's going to go a long way. All right, let's check it out. Angel.
Angel. Sing a song,
a
melody for all seasons. I'm weaker, but you make me strong. Everyone should have an angel, someone special just like you. When dark clouds arise, magic is the feeling of your gentle touch. Time goes by so slowly when I'm feeling the love that I need so much. Angel, you're the sunshine of my life. Yeah. Heaven above, blessing me with your love. Watching the stars go by. Angel.
Angel. honey. Now that we know how to love, shall we start again? Remembering now that we play. Did we throw it all away? Yeah. Where did we fit in with fate? Shall we start again? Oh. On one thin line between such love and hate.
What do we do now, my love?
I hope Sam or any of the other singers out there can appreciate what Tina Marie's all about, because I think that she's a valid contribution into the world of music, and she put out a CD last year, but I really don't think she's getting the attention she deserves.
No, and yeah. And again, it's a shame. Here's someone who had all the tools right there laid, tailor-made for them, and the record, unfortunately, the record company that had her didn't know what to do with it, and it's sad, too, because you look for the imitation so often, and sometimes you just avoid the fact that the real thing's right there in front of your face, without a doubt, Tina Marie is the real thing. She is the real goods.
Yeah, I mean, she is soul music personified, and another artist, Jesse James, who is still putting out wonderful music today, sometimes sounds a little bit like James Brown and some of our other soul heroes, and his 20th century album from the early 70s, highly revered these days because of wonderful tracks like this one.
Everybody knows that true love is very, very hard to find. It gets very cold sometimes. But if you look long enough and hard enough, you've got to say these words. At last, my love has come along. Yeah, and my lonely days are over. It's all wrapped up, it's all wrapped up in clover. Oh yeah, the night I took a special look at you, and this is what I found. Yeah, I found me a dream. Oh yeah, that I could speak to, yeah. A dream, a dream, a dream, a dream, a dream that I've never known. And I found a thrill, oh yeah, that I could speak to you, yeah. Oh baby, a thrill that I've never known. No, no, you smile, yes you did. And a spell, oh yes, was cast all around me. Yes it was, yes it was. And here we are, we're in heaven, yeah. And I've got to tell you, yeah, listen to me baby, you're mine, yeah. And I can't tell you enough baby, oh.
No, no. Now you make me want to get up on Sunday morning and go to church with you and the kids. Oh, what a feeling, baby. And oh, every time you touch me, Lord knows I just can't stand. Mind.
that one man can't run all our lines. We need militants, Panthers, and Ku Klux Klan to stop fighting and come on and join hands. We need people power. Oh yeah, we really need it. People power. Oh yeah, got to have it. There's no reason for a few men to demonstrate. Come for all people to be one. Let's stop the hate. We need everybody to participate. The truth is shining bright, and togetherness is soon in sight. Peace be unto you, my brother, and my beautiful sister.
And that was Billy Paul. Certainly a name that, as the years have gone by, Mike, I've got into more and more.
Yes, indeedy. A nice little aside about Billy Paul. It was a nightclub in Philadelphia where he was discovered singing along with somebody who now spends a lot of his time hawking Jell-O products, Bill Cosby. He and Bill Cosby were discovered the same night.
Amazing. And yeah, I'm really discovering that those Billy Paul albums are just chock full of goodies. I mean, we could do literally a half-hour set on wicked Philadelphia international tracks that he's laid down.
Billy Paul did a good three or four albums with a lot of solid material on Philadelphia International before he kind of got lost in the roll call there, talent that was there.
Yeah, well, would you say, Mike, when someone has a hit of the magnitude size of Me and Mrs. Jones, that in a way people were just focusing on, say, their most viably commercial track, and they weren't getting to hear the other stuff?
Exactly. You know? It's always a blessing, and it's a blessing slash curse, because when you have one hit, if it's a minor one, you know, the record company's happy that you made money, and then they have a little bit of faith in putting in the funds that are needed for your next project. But when you have a mega hit like Me and Mrs. Jones that goes overboard like that, it's like, okay, you know, this is what we're expecting. You know, the playing field has been narrowed somewhat because you've got to hit a home run, it feels like, every
time.
Yeah,
they want another Me and Mrs. Jones, and with Dorothy Moore, another Misty Blue. Mm-hmm. I mean, those are huge tracks, you know. We were talking about Bobby Caldwell earlier and What We Won't Do for Love. I mean, these are the tunes most people remember as soul music in the 70s. Yeah. And I'm not underrating any of them, because they're some of our favorites.
No. Oh, there's no question about it. It's just that, like you said, in Billy Paul's case, for him to make a song like Me and Mrs. Jones that would have such staying power and be such a large commercial hit on top of it, you know that whatever you do, you're more under the microscope than, say, any of the other artists, because they're expecting big things of you.
Yeah, certainly true. And Mike, it's been another fantastic show. We hope all of you out there enjoy what we've been doing. We've certainly have had a real good time doing it,
yes,
and that
indeed.
Is sharing the great soul music with all of you. Do call us at 822-CITR. Let us know how you're feeling. We're going to do it again soon. We're just here to share the wonderful music that we've grown up with and loved, and the name of the show is African Rhythms. Mike, anything else to add?
Well, nothing else to say other than that, but again, another pitch for Voices from the Shadows. This is a wonderful magazine, and I think a lot more of the rhythm children out there, the folks that are just lovers of music, really need to get into it.
Fantastic. Okay, so until next time, I'll probably be back next week. I believe Don Chow's in New York City. So I'm David Love Jones. Peace and love.
Man up in the sky, I know that it makes you want to cry, to see the world that you put together changing just like the weather. Man up in the sky, way up above my head, I know that you can hear every word I say. There are those who don't believe in what they cannot see, but I know that you are there, that you live inside of me, yeah, yeah. Man up in the sky. Ooh-hoo. In your image you created me. You gave me the wisdom to survive.